everyone, and thank you once again for tuning into Banner Health's Making the Rounds podcast, where each month we speak with medical professionals about different medical topics. I'm your host, Caitlin, and as we all know, this past month was October Breast Cancer Awareness Month, that time of year when the air is crisp and the fall leaves are falling, and we pin pink ribbons to our sweaters and participate in walks for the cure. But most importantly, women are reminded to book our annual mammogram appointments. But there's so much more to breast cancer awareness, and I'm hoping that this year we can be better educated on risk, annual screening, and undiagnosed breast disease. With me today are two wonderful physicians that I'm excited to speak with around these topics. Dr. Villert Loving, Chief of Breast Imaging at Banner MD Anderson Cancer Center, and Dr. Zeynep Bastansi, Breast Surgical Oncologist at Banner MD Anderson Cancer Center and Assistant Professor of Surgery at the University of Arizona.
Hi, Caitlin. Thank you for having us.
Thanks for having us, Caitlin.
Of course. Thank you. A little bit for our listeners. Many providers, especially OBGYNs, are aware that breast cancer is the most commonly diagnosed cancer among American women. And I think that most people can say that they know a woman who has been diagnosed or impacted by breast cancer.
Yes, that's definitely true, Caitlin. I'm sure many of us do know someone, either a family or a friend or someone, distant relatives that may have been affected by breast cancer, and it certainly is heartbreaking. And what we do know is that in the United States, the incidence of breast cancer in general is about one in eight nationwide. So in other words, one out of every eight women is affected by breast cancer at some course during her lifetime. And unfortunately, that incidence is increasing every year. So there's more and more breast cancers every year in the United States. And then we do also know that unfortunately, many women don't know their inherent risk for breast cancer. And some women may, in fact, overestimate their risk for getting breast cancer. So in other words, some women may believe that they are at higher risk, whereas they may be at average risk or only slightly elevated risk.
That's interesting. You know, often women want to know how they can decrease their risk because it is so common. What does breast cancer risk mean exactly?
That's a good question. So breast cancer risk essentially refers to the chances that someone will develop breast cancer over the course of their life. So in other words, if a woman is high risk, the statistically speaking, the chance of her developing breast cancer over the course of her life is higher or greater than a woman who is at average risk. And that average risk refers to the risk level that's proportionate or that's equal to the total population of women in the United States. That's on average. So there are many risk factors that we can think of that contribute to breast cancer risk. Those are both personal, so something that the woman directly contributes to her risk, and also family history, so things that are related to relatives of the woman that's in question. There are some risk factors that women can change, and there are some risk factors that women cannot change. So I'll start with, for example, those that women cannot change, and those risk factors include, like I had mentioned, family history, so genetics. If a woman has a relative, particularly a first-degree relative, such as a mother or a sister who was affected by breast cancer, those obviously you cannot change those risk factors. And age is also another important risk factor. As women age, the breast cancer risk increases with age. So older women are just inherently, because they're older, they're inherently at a higher risk of developing breast cancer relative to younger women. And again, that risk factor age, unfortunately, for many reasons, we cannot change that either. But then on the flip side, there are risk factors that women do have some control over. So examples of that are having a healthy weight. What we do know is that obesity or unhealthy body weight can increase a woman's risk of developing breast cancer. And so for that reason, it's important that women exercise and eat healthy to maintain a healthy weight. And another example of a controllable risk factor is smoking. So smoking also contributes to breast cancer risk. A woman is a smoker and she opts to quit smoking, stop smoking. then that will inherently decrease her breast cancer risk as a result of that lifestyle change.
That's right, Dr. Loving. All of those things can increase the breast cancer risk. Women of different racial backgrounds could also have a high risk for different types of breast cancer. According to the most recent breast cancer facts and figures that's published by the American Cancer Society, non-Hispanic Black women have a higher incidence of breast cancer in comparison to the non-Hispanic whites before age 40. And we also know that about 21% of Black women with breast cancer have triple negative cancer. And this proportion is higher than other racial groups. Black women are also more likely to die from breast cancer at every age. This could be partially due to the disproportionate burden of triple negative breast cancer, as this is an aggressive form of breast cancer.
Wow, that's interesting. I know I'm not at the age yet, but my mom always reminds me that when I turn 50, I'll have to add an annual mammogram to the list of checkups. Is that right?
So actually, at Banner MD Anderson, we recommend getting a yearly mammogram starting at age 40 for average risk women. And the reason for that, starting at age 40 versus starting at age 50, is because younger women, so what that is, women in their 40s, they tend to develop, in general, tend to develop breast cancers that are more aggressive versus older women, such as those age 50 and above. And we want to do our best to identify those aggressive breast cancers because actually out of every year, out of all the breast cancers that are diagnosed, one in six are diagnosed in women in their 40s. And so that's a significant proportion of the breast cancers that we see. And that's a significant number of women who certainly benefit from screening and early detection, particularly given the fact that the younger women in their 40s have more aggressive cancers. We certainly want to identify those cancers as soon as possible before they become symptomatic and cause problems in terms of health outcomes. So for that reason, we do strongly recommend starting at age 40 and continuing every year beyond that. And again, that is relevant for average risk women. So there are different recommendations depending on women's risk level. So what I also recommend is that starting at age 30 at latest, all women should have a risk assessment with their primary care provider. And what that entails is a discussion of that woman's lifestyles and also her family history of cancer. And through that discussion, the primary care provider is able to generate the woman's risk for getting breast cancer over her lifetime. And so then at that point, once women know their risk level, they can determine if they are in that average risk category, so getting mammograms at age 40 and every year after that, or if they are at high risk. And that's an important distinction because high risk women may qualify for what are called supplemental screening tests. And what I mean by supplemental screening tests is that, first of all women should get yearly mammograms at baseline. But on top of that, in high-risk women, they may consider other breast imaging techniques to screen for breast cancer. The main one in this category is a test called an MRI exam. An MRI exam is a type of exam that looks at the breast tissue. In our case, it looks for breast cancer. And what studies have shown is that MRIs are more sensitive or basically superior to mammograms to find breast cancer, particularly in high-risk women. What we know is that yearly mammograms are compared to average risk. Those that are at high risk, they're less effective. And that's largely because that population gets more cancer. They are at high risk. And so we want to do the best we can to define the cancers in that group. And what we recommend for those populations is yearly MRI, breast MRIs, in addition to yearly mammograms.
So based on the results of the screening, Dr. Loving or radiologists would recommend that patients sometimes need to be seen by a breast surgeon like myself or someone that we were together with in our cancer center. This could be because of an abnormal result, but an abnormal result doesn't always mean a cancer diagnosis. Radiologists categorize the imaging findings based on their assessment of how likely it is to be cancer. And if this risk is high, a needle biopsy is recommended to get to a diagnosis. And if it's a more lower risk, then short-term follow-up with the same imaging modality is recommended. If a needle biopsy is performed and a cancer diagnosis is made, then we are able to really characterize the type of the cancer based on this biopsy results. And it's very important to know these details before we finalize a treatment plan. And the treatment plan could include surgery, medical oncology, and radiation oncology input, and sometimes other specialties. So we want to gather as much information as we can prior to finalizing the treatment plan.
One additional comment I wanted to add, just to tag on to Dr. Bastanti's comment here, to best identify women that are at high risk and to diagnose their breast cancer is one common question that I get from women is what age in the high risk category, what age should they start getting screened? Should they still start at age 40 or should it be at a younger age? There is some degree of variation depending on which category of high risk a woman is. There's different types of risk factors that contribute to a woman being at high risk. But in general, what I usually suggest is to, one, talk to your primary care doctor about which category you fall in. But number two, just to have the age 30 in mind. Typically, in women that are at high risk, what I recommend starting at age 30 for their yearly mammograms. And if they qualify for the supplemental screening tests like breast MRI, that would also start at age 40. For extremely high-risk women with genetic conditions, there are some genetic mutations that the screening schedule may start at an even younger age. But not to get too nuanced, the general kind of benchmark, I say, is around age 30.
Right. It's always better to start earlier. And we have another podcast coming up at a later date about genetic counseling and what those results mean if you are high risk. But another thing I wanted to point out is the Banner MD Anderson has started a new undiagnosed breast clinic. And what that is if a woman has an abnormal mammogram or develops a lump quickly, they can book with a specialist within 48 hours, which I think is pretty remarkable because if I received that type of news, I'd be, you know, ridden with anxiety. So this undiagnosed breast clinic is such a small part of the whole breast clinic, though. And I hear that starting in April, there will be only a wall between imaging teams and oncologists.
Yes, that's right. And we are very excited about it. At Banner MD Anderson Phoenix location, we will have the imaging and breast surgery clinic together in the same space. And if there is an abnormal mammogram and patients need to see a surgeon, then we will be right there to see them the same day.
Yep, I definitely think that our multidisciplinary team is a great aspect of care at Banner MD Anderson because it essentially creates kind of like a one-stop shop. In the unfortunate situation where a woman is diagnosed with breast cancer or any other abnormality that may require further specialist consultation, unfortunately, we're in a position where our breast imaging team, myself and my colleagues, work very closely with our specialists, so Dr. Bastanti, for example, and her colleagues. And so it's very easy for us to refer people onto those subsequent consultations that need it. And so that easy access provides a lot of peace of mind. It gives women the knowledge that they are in the right place and that they will definitely be taken care of. So that a plan can be put in motion for any subsequent treatment that they may need.
Right, exactly. I know we talked a lot about breast cancer risk, but I wanted to talk about other things that providers should be on the lookout when it's related to breast cancer diagnosis.
There are other signs and symptoms, and breast cancer sometimes presents itself outside of the screening mammograms. So the things to look for are skin changes, any skin or breast swelling or redness, nipple changes, including any discharge or pulling, and then any new lumps. These all should trigger further imaging, even if the screening mammogram is done within the last year. Sometimes there are changes. Sometimes there are aggressive cancers can present itself very quickly. So any changes that are noticed by the providers would warrant additional imaging.
If I start around age 30 with annual screenings, is there a time limit to this? Or am I just getting screenings until, you know, I'm no longer at risk?
That's a very good question, Caitlin. And that's also been discussed, you know, quite thoroughly previously. It's been was sort of 75, but we know that there is no definite number. We know that we are living much longer. And so the recommendation of the American Society of Breast Surgeons is that to continue screenings until the life expectancy is less than 10 years. So obviously this is hard to know when exactly that is going to be. We don't, you know, have that prediction capability so far, but that's why it's very important to have aging women have a discussion with their primary care physicians as to when to stop screening, and even after stopping screening to continue to report any changes that we just discussed to their physicians about their breasts. So any new lumps or any swelling, nipple pulling inwards or any discharge, these always should trigger imaging.
Yep, I agree. And just to kind of piggyback on Dr. Bastanzi's comment there, what we do know is that women are living longer than they were in the past. And as we previously discussed, age is also a risk factor for breast cancer. So in other words, as women get older, their risk for breast cancer continues to increase. And so for that, that's another reason why we don't have an upper age limit where women should stop necessarily, but instead that should be gauged based on the woman's general health. So as long as the woman is in good health, we certainly recommend to continue screening because they could definitely benefit from getting early detection of breast cancer should cancer arise. You know, I would say anecdotally for me, we see all types of women in various stages of health. So I've certainly seen some 70 and 80 year olds running marathons who have probably decades of life ahead of them. And for a woman in that type of scenario, we certainly don't recommend that they stop, because if a cancer is diagnosed and treated, that can allow them to continue to live with that current lifestyle and achieve those decades of life that they may achieve otherwise.
I hope I'm running marathons or bungee jumping something when I'm 80 years old.
It is amazing. It's amazing when you see some people are very inspiring.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to thank you both so much for taking the time and educating our audience around breast cancer. Is there anything else you'd like to add before we wrap up this episode?
Thank you, Caitlin. We were very happy to be here. I'm inspired by our patients every day. It's so true that, you know, just keep taking care of yourself, and we're always here for them.
Yes, I thank you as well. The only thing I will add is that we are still living in the COVID-19 world. And so I want to reassure people that at Banner MD Anderson and at all Banner facilities, we have implemented safety measures to keep women safe when they come in for their mammograms or any treatment that they may need at any Banner facility. So I encourage women, now's the time to come in. You don't need to have concern about the safety that you'll when you come into a healthcare facility, because those safety measures are now in place.
Right. It's very important not to delay care, especially when it comes to your personal health. So knowing that those safety measures are in place is really mind easing for many.
Yes.
So thank you again. Our listeners can learn more about Banner MD Anderson Cancer Center and breast imaging by visiting bannerhealth.com/services/cancer.